Claire Brown. She is very big in the world of property and investment. She's based over in Hong Kong nowadays. Good afternoon to you.
Hi there, Adrian. How are you?
Nice to hear you, Claire. Or should I say good evening, because I believe it's about 10:30 where you are.
It's almost good night, yeah. It's almost the end of a lazy Sunday. So, but anyway, nice to hear your voice.
All right. So we have chosen this week Hong Kong as our destination of the week. Why on earth would I want to go to Hong Kong? What could you recommend?
Why would you come to Hong Kong? Well, Hong Kong is really the main kind of central trading post of Asia. It's got a great combination of being still very, very Chinese, but with a great British influence. Obviously, we gave it back a few years ago, but there's still an awful lot of stuff that British people would like to do. I think one of the nicest things about Hong Kong, there's a real contrast of cultures. So you've got the great shopping, and you've also got lovely islands and beaches. But for me, one of the reasons that I'm based here is that I can be within 3 hours or 3.5 hours in any of my favourite places. That might be Borneo or Bali or Koh Samui in Thailand or anywhere like that. So it's a great, great hub. If you love Asia and you love all the different kind of things that Asia has to offer, Hong Kong is a really, really great place to start off. And I think from a travel kind of perspective, if you're looking at coming to this part of the world, a lot of people tend to come to Hong Kong for 3 days, 4 days, or even a week, and then use that as the base to then go off and explore all of the other places that I've just mentioned. It's really quite a fun place to start out.
You've just mentioned Koh Samui there, and amongst all the paperwork that I've got on my desk, I know somebody sent a question to me about it, saying, where is it? I can't find it. Have you got it there, Francis? Claire, if you were here, you would see literally 300 pieces of paper floating around. There are so many questions.
It says, hello, I'm travelling to Thailand, Koh Samui, at the end of the month. Just wondering if I need any jabs, and any general advice you can give would be helpful. Oh, and the weather, please.
Wow, there you go. Jabs, I don't want.
Well,
to advise
jabs, very
that.
Simple. You go to your doctor, and their local, yeah. And the nurse will actually. You will need a few jabs. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, you will go to.
And
your
what's the weather? What's the weather going to be like?
Hot. Yeah. Normally, it's about 30 to 35 degrees.
That's what we like to hear.
I think the only advice would be to have enormous fun, and it's a great island. It's not so big, and there's an awful lot of stuff to do on there, but it's mainly just a beach place, gorgeous boutique resort. Nikki Beach has just opened up, so it's really quite high-end and quite jet-set now. But
quite trendy.
Yeah, it's a great fun place.
In terms of you in Hong Kong, I know you have your own company, Claire Brown Realty. What I'm noticing, what I'm being told, is that more and more people are going to places, far-flung places like Hong Kong, and instead of thinking, well, I'm going to pay, top-end for a five-star hotel for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I love it, and I'm going to go back next year and the year after, they're actually buying property there. True or false?
True. There's a lot of people buying in Asia, and my company deals in real estate in the Southeast Asian region, from Hong Kong to Cambodia to Indonesia, Philippines and Thailand and so on. And it used to be investors that were buying, trying to cash in on the Asian economic growth, and now we're seeing a lot more lifestyle buyers who are more thinking about buying now, taking enormous, rental yields over the years and having great holidays, and then thinking they're going to retire here when they finally kind of quit work. So, yeah, there's a real sea change in the kind of people that are coming to Asia. And I think that certainly as a retirement destination, it's become very, very popular. And as an investment destination, if you're going to be taking your holidays here anyway, then it's much better to be investing in real estate, assets going up in value, and making a tidy packet in the meantime.
I was going to say, is it good value for money?
It's very good value compared to other locations. If you look at mainland Europe, if you look at Spain or south of France, or some of the destinations in the Caribbean, or even Mauritius, it's you get a lot of house for your pound, or a lot of fun for your pound as well.
And talking of the pound, what is the exchange rate with the Hong Kong dollar?
It's actually picking up a bit, because when I first moved here in August last year, it was about. I think it was about 10 Hong Kong dollars to the pound, and now it's up to about 12.5, 12.6, something like that. So the pound is strengthening, and that's giving everyone a much better time. Yeah, it was pretty tight for a while.
And just finally, Claire, just describe how good the weather is there at this moment. I know it's evening, but how was your weekend?
All right. Well, I spent the day with a good friend chilling out in his garden, and it was too hot for most of the afternoon. I was in my shades and having to pop into the aircon every now and then. It's about 35 degrees today, but it's There's no rain, there's no clouds.
Very similar. Very similar to the weather that we've been experiencing here for months and months. Claire Brown.
What's it like where you are? Be honest.
Today is fantastic, today and that's all good. I'm going to say because it won't last. Claire Brown of Claire Brown Realty, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Good night. Bye, Adrian.
Take care.